Now on to President Bush's choice for intelligence chief. Mike McConnell is a retired vice admiral and former head of the National Security Agency. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly has this profile.
Mike McConnell was once a regular on the nation's TV screens back in 1991 as the top intelligence officer for Colin Powell, then chairman of the Joint Chiefs. McConnell briefed developments in the Gulf War to millions of watching Americans. But he spent the years since then at the super secretive National Security Agency and in the private sector at the consulting firm Booz Allen Hamilton. Today, as McConnell faced the TV cameras at the White House, he looked a little nervous.
Mr. President, Mr. Vice President, Secretary Rice, Ambassador.
McConnell said he's excited about his new assignment, and he acknowledged a lot has changed since he left government service in 1996.
Unlike just a decade ago, the threats of today and the future are moving at increasing speeds, and they cross organizational and geographic boundaries.
Mike McConnell is 63, a South Carolina native, and a career military intelligence officer. Former colleagues describe him as intensely smart, also quiet and soft-spoken. Ron Lee, who served as McConnell's top lawyer at the NSA back in the 90s, says that sometimes causes people to underestimate him.
He's personable, he's engaging, he certainly is not going to try to bludgeon anybody. But I think that should not be mistaken. He's tough, and he knows how to deal with big bureaucracies.
Until now, the biggest bureaucracy McConnell has tackled is the National Security Agency. McConnell ran it from 92 to 96, as the Cold War was winding down, and some were questioning whether the U.S. still needed a huge eavesdropping agency. Intelligence experts give mixed reviews of McConnell's tenure. Some say he didn't do enough to fight budget cuts or to adapt to new technologies. But Ron Lee argues McConnell was grappling with a set of unprecedented challenges.
The change in mission, the change in technology, the decline in the budgetary environment, and then a series of very difficult policy issues that had to do with how the nation was going to approach encryption and export controls. You know, he led the agency's efforts to deal with all of those, and I think he did it extremely well.
McConnell is now walking into a new job at the helm of another bureaucracy in the middle of a major reorganization. The position of National Intelligence Director is just 2 years old. It's the centerpiece of the 2004 overhaul of U.S. intelligence efforts. The current director, John Negroponte, has been in the post 20 months. Some question whether reassigning him so quickly suggests the Bush administration is less than serious about intelligence reform. But not everyone agrees.
I have to tell you, I think the appointment of Mike McConnell is actually bucks up the position of DNI.
That's Mark Lowenthal, a former top CIA official.
I think that the changed constellation of Mike McConnell, Secretary of Defense Gates, Jim Clapper is going in to be the new Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence. I think you actually have a better opportunity now in some respects to get some interesting changes done in the intelligence community better than we had before.
Lowenthal adds, McConnell is inheriting a still nascent organization. I think he'll have free rein to shape it pretty much as he sees fit. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.